Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, author and founder of Gwen Network, Tess Cacciatore.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, Nina Policelli and Mella Lee. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. We are coming down off the heels of a huge weekend of the recalibration in San Diego. And it was quite a powerful weekend. And at the end, towards the end, I started getting emotional as not only with the people that I was working with, but also seeing what was happening. And at one point, I came to an interesting understanding. One can say that I myself recalibrated. There was a young man there that reminded me of a friend of mine. And when I met that friend many, many, many years ago, this friend had many issues. Of course, I had many issues as well. And my issues couldn't see his issues, and they certainly couldn't help him, at least not that I could tell, because this friend of mine is now in a very bad way. We haven't been connecting for years and is having major, major, major issues. So all this to say that there was this young man in the group that I was working with during the recalibration that reminded me of him. And so I shared with him about this friend of mine and how I wasn't able to help him. But these were his issues. Well, this young man related to these issues and he got it. And by the end of the weekend, he had really transformed and was really grateful to me. And that's when I got really emotional, because I realized that I wasn't able to help that friend. However, what I learned from that friend was able to help this young man and potentially many, many, many people from there. And what correlates to this show today is that all the ladies that we have on the show today have had something happen to them, or many things happen to them that they either didn't have control of at one point or couldn't stop someone or something. However, they all stand up in the power of where they are now to say, we're standing up against this and for this, and sharing our stories, though hard as it may be at times, because we don't want this to happen to anybody else. And so we're all passing it forward, and it isn't necessarily easy. And yes, we go into our emotions, but we're here. We made it. And we're helping others as well. And so in the end, at the same time, we have people in our lives who may be going through some of these things. And I'll give you an example. I've known Tess Cacciatore as a friend for many, many years, and we always laugh and we always have a good time, and I'm always happy to see her. Yet I learned certain things that she's going to share with us tonight that blew me away. And she said, oh yeah, I never told anybody, but I can say it now, and I'm here to help others who may be in that same situation. So my hat's off to her and to Nina Policelli and to Mella Lee. I just can't wait for this show or to have them on in moments right after this on the Life Changes Show.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I paused there for a moment because I looked over into the whatever that room's called,
with the big glass, room, you know?
Yeah. And our musical guest is there waving, and I thought, thank you. I feel so empowered, and I think they're empowering me.
They are, and it was interesting to see you surprised that we're back for your show. So I'm glad. Welcome, Filippo. I'm glad you're here.
I was happily distracted.
You know, this is one of those special episodes, special shows that you can, the energy around tonight is very different, very powerful, and very exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to these conversations, overdue conversations, and yet so perfectly timed conversations. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Hear, hear. Talk about overdue. I think I've known Tess for over 20 years, and here she finally is, for the first time on the Life Changers show, although I have to say that I did have the Filippo and the Chef radio show before the Life Changers show, and we had her on that show, but for a whole different kind of thing. This is the thing. Tess is so talented and does so much. And I first knew her as a singer, then as an author, and now she's founder and chief visionary officer of Gwen. And she's got a new book coming out, but she's been an award-winning producer for the past 20 years or so in the areas of entertainment, technology, and philanthropy. We're going to hear so much about her. Can't wait. I'm so happy to have her here. Tess Cacciatore, thank you for joining us.
Hello. It's long overdue for sure. And it has been 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And thank you to Marlene Shifter for introducing
us. Yes. Little Missy. Yes.
So I knew you as a singer, and then you did this book about dancing and
the Bella Wishes,
yes,
the
for little
book.
Girls, yes. and all of that, and now you're growing, you're this, you're that. Where's the inspiration for I gotta move forward? I keep gotta moving forward.
Well, you mentioned it in the introduction. I think the core value system of where I've come from in the transformation and in my own journey was really about having the bravery to share my story.
Mm.
So whether it was the Bella Wishes story, which was coming off the death of my parents and empowering young girls to feel confident within their bodies and taking me back to my dance background, to 20 years ago, I started World Trust Foundation a little over 20 years ago. And I had this vision being in technology that there should be an internet-based television network. And it was ahead of its time. And it's taken me this long to really launch it. And it's going to be launching in the spring, which we'll talk about today. And then my book has been a very long journey, as you know, too.
I do know, and I don't know, because when you finally gave me the title and you said it was called Homeless to the White House, I knew what you had done in Washington, D.C. and all of that and was proud of you. And I asked you, what's the homeless part? And you said,
well, I said, well, it started in a very long time ago. I don't even know where to begin. I feel like we could be here for 3 days. But in short, yeah, succinct storytelling, I was inspired by what was going on in Eastern Congo with the women and children. They're brutally murdered and raped on a daily basis because of blood coltan, which is a mineral that relates back to us and all over the world because it's the mineral that they use in manufacturing of cell phones and computers.
Oh, wow. Say the name again.
Coltan. Yeah. So now they call it blood coltan, much like blood diamond.
Understood.
And it's on the border of Rwanda and Eastern Congo. There's a whole huge implication with regard to our own election. There's a Congolese election that just got postponed to 2018. It's all in my book, so I encourage you to get the first chapter, which we'll talk about today in the trilogy. But I got inspired because there was a man that found me based on my documentarian experience, and he told me this story about him wanting to run for president of Congo, and that he was actually almost assassinated by the current president. And I said, wow, that's like a movie. And he said, well, maybe you should do it. So I went and I followed this carrot into Ghana, which I'd been to many times, so I felt like I was in my second home. And then I went into Angola, and that was even a little bit rougher. And then I went into Congo by myself. And I look back on this and I'm thinking, this is kind of crazy. Mm. I went undercover to film his story so he could prove the facts and that he could leverage the global leaders to be behind him to run for president. And the first day out, I basically was filming the storyline between the embassy and the monuments. And there was a military guard walking right towards me with a rifle pointed at me. And that's how the book begins.
Oh, it begins with a rifle pointed at you.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, it's a page turner.
It's a page turner,
from
exactly.
From the first page.
And I didn't realize what a page turner was until I sat down to write it. And right. I started writing this.
You also didn't realize how long it was until you sat down to write it.
I know. So that's the whole thing, which stemmed from our conversation after your show last week when Annika was on, is that the first chapter, I was going to give it away for free just to start building the momentum, because mm-hmm. I wanted it out, because there's so many implications with this election, as I said, with Congo. And so I decided with her conversation, she said, why don't you break it into a trilogy? So...
Nice.
It's going to be a trilogy. And so The Rabbit Hunter.
Nice.
I think all of us can relate to the carrots that are dangling before us, whether they're emotional or financial,
sure.
The carrot dangler. So The Rabbit Hunter. So I put myself in a metaphor that I was the rabbit and I was chasing this this carrot throughout Congo. And so when I got to Belgium, I barely got out of there alive. And I went and filmed more in Belgium. The guy didn't pay me, and he owed me for 6 months. I was supposed to be gone for 6 days, and I ended up being gone for 2 months.
I remember that
you
time
remember?
Period.
Yes. So when I came back, I had no money.
That
and I had
didn't
no place
know.
To live. And so all of my friends, except for Marlene and a few other, you know, close friends, I went hopping for 12 moves in 17 months. I was without a home until I started Gwen and reemerged and...
And that's the homeless
wow.
part.
Homeless. Yeah, I've known you for a long time too, and
yeah,
you didn't know that.
I didn't know.
So
idea.
I was homeless for 17 months. I would still, you know, operate as if, but I was living out of two suitcases with my two little cat carriers, and I would move and move. And sometimes it was a really abrupt move that I'd have to find a place to live. So I knew what it was like to be on the edge. And I've seen so many atrocities that I never really considered it to be an atrocity myself. I just knew that I wanted to take a stand and tell the story and be able to allow for other people to tell their stories so we can all heal.
Wow. So the fact that Mark and I didn't know, for that matter, you know, Dorothy for many years, and she didn't know either. So the fact that we didn't know, it's not like we didn't see you. And
yes.
you were cheerful and you were telling
yes.
what you're working on and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I would see you at birthday parties and things like that.
And yeah.
And part of it was that I think it's when we come from abusive relationship, that was a definitely financial abusive situation. And the way I allowed for him to trick me through, through all of Africa and endanger my life. You know, I just feel like we fall into those corners of the shame and the blame. And it's
right.
a really important topic to get into when you're healing from those abuses.
Right. This is what I love about our show and how the conversations that we have with our guests. And so many people will say, oh, yeah, you know, this is how you could get rich and this is how you can make a movie or whatever. And you can say, this is my book. And you could have called it Road to the White House, right?
Or I could have called it Homeless to Capitol Hill, because I really didn't go to the White House. I went to Capitol Hill
to
tell the people about Colton.
No, but what I meant is you didn't even have to put the homeless part,
yes.
but you put it in there because you also show the strength of purpose and that there are a lot of women especially also who are homeless. And mm-hmm. so that gives support and strength to people's
It's a very
life.
Vulnerable situation to expose not only to my friends who lived with it through me, not knowing that
right.
was happening, but to expose it to the world. But I feel like everyone has that vulnerable story. And that's what I want to do is, you know, provide a platform where we can all share.
Yeah. As Beautiful. A matter of fact, that's am I getting a hint that that's what Gwen is about?
Well, Gwen stands for Global Women's Empowerment Network,
okay,
and you
so.
Know that. And I always have to follow it up by saying we can't do Gwen without the men. I think it's the balance of the masculine and feminine in ourselves and within each other, and to empower each other to be able to move forward.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because today I was wondering, I thought, I've been on a couple episode that Tess has filmed. Why did she have me? I'm a male.
Well, because the show is called Man Up.
Oh, that's right. It was.
Yeah. And that show is coming out on the platform we'll talk about.
Yay.
A bit today.
Well, then I can't wait to talk about that. And
yeah, I forgot. Felipe was on the show.
Full of surprises.
I forgot until today.
That's what 20 years of friendship does.
Yeah, right. We've done so much. And we should say that I recently have been to your beautiful home where we partied, and that's where I got to meet our last week's guest. So what a beautiful thing this is. So I can't wait for that conversation. Can't wait for Nina Policelli. Can't wait for Melalee. And we're going to have all that when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our friend Tess Cacciatore. And it's interesting, you were talking about The Rabbit Hunter. Is that like book two or something?
Well, it's all under the umbrella of Homeless to the White House and breaking it down into the trilogy. Mm-hmm. I really discovered this past week. You know, I've been writing this since February of 2010, and that falls into the trilogy. So I wanted to release the first one called The Rabbit Hunter.
Okay, and I just wanted to say this part. Hunter.
Oh.
Cacciatore.
Oh.
Oh, don't tell me you never made that connection.
I didn't even connect
Get
it.
Out. Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Life changes.
She says,
"Life changes."
I see myself as the rabbit. And I'm like, wait, you're also the hunter, Tess Cacciatore. That's
Cacciatore means hunter, the hunter. And we just talked about this earlier. Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Ding dong.
There you go.
I love
you
that.
You are both.
I am the hunter rabbit, as in Cacciatore, and the rabbit, but I'm not a rabbit anymore.
Well, you know, we all have our sensitive, our vulnerable spots, and that's kind of what you're revealing as well. But I have to say, so this is a first. I just want to say this is a first for Life Changes, and it's because of you in both instances. It's a first that we have two musical guests on the same show. We've never had that before, and it's because of you, and you'll be telling us why that's happening, and that's very cool and exciting. So thank you for giving us a first. And then it's also a first because you're the first guest to officially release their book during the show. So that's pretty cool.
I wanted to be symbolically with you.
Well, we are so symbolic.
And you too.
Thank you for that.
And you and you and you.
And you and you.
And all of you. So, but you're doing something special with it. So tell us what that is, because that's different too. And I don't know if that's ever been done.
Because it's a transmedia book, because I have 200 hours of footage that I've been shooting since 2000, and I haven't done anything with it. It's been trapped in this box. So I'm releasing it from the box, and I'm editing short snippets because it actually correlates with the story. So someone can read part of the story and they could go to my website and they'll be able to watch a video that goes along with it. So that to me is different. Mm-hmm. And then I thought I could make it into some kind of a web series. And then the trilogy really fell into place, meaning that The Rabbit Hunter is the first chapter, but it's bigger than a first chapter because the story is so long and there's so much in there, as you can gather. And I wanted it to have it be released before the election, mm-hmm. for many reasons. And so The Rabbit Hunter is the fall and the equinox and the gathering and the emotional stability or the instability that we all have and getting prepared for the winter. On February 10th, 2017, it's very symbolic because that's when I first started writing the book to begin with. It was named something completely different. I was coming back from Ghana. I was in a relationship that I thought I was going to marry. I don't know if you even knew this because it was a very intense, short-lived situation. But I was landing in LAX and I said, oh my God, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. And I started getting this download of a book. So that's going to be the second piece. And that's going to be released on that day symbolically. And that's called Dark Night of the Soul. And we all know as people in the world of transformation, the Dark Night of the Soul is kind of a coined term.
Indeed.
But I'm doing a little twist on it because I'm spelling it K-N-I-G-H-T.
Ah.
So it has all about the abusive relationship that I was in and the whole journey. And that's the winter.
And now you're the knight like who slays the dragon.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Or did you not make that connection?
I did not make that connection. But I thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. What's the third one? I'll help you. I'm on a roll here.
Is March 8th, which is International Women's Day. I go to the UN very often, and especially during the Commission on the Status of Women in March. And so that one is going to be Gwen is Born. Are you ready for the tagline? The Immaculate Perception.
Oh,
that's a pun.
Brilliant.
But it makes so much sense because we were going to call it because I have all kinds of friends and consultants and people that are on my team.
You know everybody.
Well, I know Filippo and Mark. That's a good start. So that's the spring. That's the rebirth. That's the celebration of our life. That's bringing everything full circle. Much like I'm comparing it a bit to Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey, where you go through that whole. Do you know the
yes,
journey?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So the call to adventure, the beginning of the transformation, the challenges and temptations, the death and return, the actual transformation, the atonement, and then the return to the goddess. So through that process, I'm sure I'm going to be having many more layers unveiling as we go. So I'll be able to morph that along with the blogs that'll go along with it and the videos I'll post. And then the full book will come out in the spring as well. And the launch of Gwen, which we'll talk about.
Exciting.
Yeah, actually, we could talk about that now. So when is Gwen?
When is Gwen? When is Gwen? March 8th on International Women's Day.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So it's the dream from 20 years ago about having this. Back in the day, we called it IPTV with Internet Protocol TV. Now it's just, what we know. When you go to Hulu or Amazon or Netflix or whatever, you have a portal that has films and TV and live streams and product lines like books and music. All of it is going to be towards social good. And it's not going to be pointed necessarily towards only women's programming because we have the show you were on called Man Up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important for me to be able to produce product and programs and provide services that actually bring us together as genders and different cultures. So we work a lot with different women around the world and different men around the world. So we're going to be launching. We have our film Road to Redemption that's coming out. It's premiering next week. It's about early child marriage. I'm working on a sex trafficking documentary that we've already started to film, which will be under our channel. The statistics are something that keeps me awake at night. It's, I can stay here for 3 days naming some of the statistics, but what's really important, sex trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry.
But
multi-billion. And it's in our own backyards. And that's what I think is really shocking, that when you think about it, it's right here in the valley. It's right around the corner from you. And so through this documentary and educational platform, we'll be able to give signs to people of what to look for. For instance, did you know Super Bowl Sunday is the highest statistic of not only domestic violence, but of sex trafficking here in the United States?
Well, I had no idea.
No.
Everyone gets around and eats the chips and dips and drinks some beer and watches football. But what's going on behind the scenes is a tremendous, horrific situation. Sex trafficking is rampant. Arizona, Florida, and California are the three. And Texas are the four top states with regard to sex trafficking.
Wow.
Another statistic is...
And this is mainly young girls, I imagine.
And young boys.
And young boys.
300,000 kids are abducted on an annual basis in the United States and forced into sex trafficking. And
300,000.
300,000 a year. And that's like, you don't, I think the statistic is much higher because you have foster kids and runaway teens. And the teens, there's 7 million teenagers that are homeless right now in the United States.
Wow.
Early child marriage, what shocked me, you would think that's over in Africa and India and Middle East. And that's something I'm really, really passionate about. In fact, Road to Redemption is about early child marriage. There's three states in the United States that actually haven't changed the laws. You could still marry at 16. And I'm not talking about two 16-year-olds or younger that are going to get married because they love each other. I'm talking about older men that are marrying young girls. Connecticut, wow. Colorado, District of
Columbia. Seriously.
The laws have not changed.
Wow. Tess, while you're talking about this, I want our listeners to hear this. The Global Women's Empowerment Network is an online community that harnesses the power of technology and multimedia to connect and empower those to have their voices heard. Stand up, unite for the empowerment of people, regardless of gender, race, or sexual orientation.
That's it.
Congratulations.
That's our mission.
And you know, I should say that I did say earlier that whenever Tess and I get together, we have fun and we play and we joke and all that stuff. And that is true. I did leave out the fact that you always have something really serious to bring to the table. And the interesting thing is it was never about you. It's like, hey, by the way, I'm homeless. No, you were like, hey, by the way, there are homeless people out there. Hey, there are women. So these are things that you would share in your conversation. This is what you were bringing to the parties, and it wasn't like in a down thing, and you'd say it in a positive way in the sense that we can do something about this. This is what I'm doing to do about this. So to help this situation. So
yes,
this is what you're doing. This is what you're about.
Yeah. Educating the public about the statistics and knowing that each one of us can do even a small thing. You know, what is your purpose and passion? And that's why I think with bringing empowerment people, you all will be on the network, obviously, connecting and bridging all of the people that are about transformation and creating a platform where we can share information, share content, share programming, share our voices, and really allow for people to stand up to have their voices heard.
You know, because you mentioned it, I don't know if you have the information with you here now, but you did say, or let us know where we could send people to find it. But you did say something about there are signs we could be looking for to help people
in
our community. Or what did you say about that?
Yeah, and they'll be posted with the documentary that we're doing. But just for instance, there's not really prostitution on the streets as much anymore. It's actually online.
Wow.
So there's things called the back page, Craigslist, you know, unfortunately has a huge situation where the population are going and buying sex.
Wow.
There's a lot of runaway teens that are sucked into that industry. The signs you can look out for is you know, is there a strange, if you're in a hotel, is there a strange older man with a younger child? Now, obviously, there's a lot of single fathers that have children, so you have to be delicate to that situation. But you can tell the energy. The people, the victims, if they're on an airplane, for instance, they won't be able to speak by themselves. They usually carry no luggage. They are usually just in quiet shock. And
wow.
So we're training flight attendants through airline ambassadors to be able to look out for those kind of signs. And they've been able to really save a lot of people that way.
Wow. Okay. So we were going to give the GWN Network website. So GWNNETWORK.com. So GWN Network website, obviously There's the book website, homeless2thewhitehouse.com. We'll talk more about what people can get there. But while we're still on the subject and before we break, so GwenNetwork.com, is that also where you're going to be posting this kind of information, or will that be on your Facebook page? And
it'll be through all my social media, obviously, but Gwen Network will have a place where we'll be able to promote authors and musicians that have these kind of stories to share. I'm doing a show that I just started filming called Legends and Legacy, which talks about women and people that are actually making a difference and leaving a legacy in our life.
Wow. Well, speaking of women who have stories to share and experiences to share, we have two more women,
yes.
Thanks
oh my
to
gosh.
You.
Love
and
them.
When we come back, we look forward to talking a little bit more about the book and then having you do an introduction as to why they're here and how you connected with them. All that on the Life Changes Show. You don't want to miss this. You just don't. Here we go. When we come back on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Oh, you just said that on air.
And we're back.
And we're back.
No warning, gentlemen, please.
All right. Well,
that was based on what you said before.
Sure. Blame it on me. As you can see, we do have fun, and we have to be able to keep a light spirit. You have to, right? Talk about that for a moment, because otherwise, how do you go on?
Well, as you said, every time I see you all, you know, we just laugh and cut up and find joy, because that's the only way that we can really cope to all the things that we see on a daily basis and things that I personally do and you all do with the calibration thing that you did last weekend. Everyone has such intense, amazing stories, and to watch them go through that transformation. Last weekend, I was filming with Boldy Me, which is a whole organization and curriculum that we're going to be partnering up with that has about empowerment and the tears that were shed during that time, you know, and just looking at what's going on in the world. Just looking, you know, right now we're inundated with the election stuff, but the refugees and the statistics, it's just horrific.
Earlier, we gave GwenNetwork.com. Now, it's a nonprofit, right?
Well, GwenNetwork.org is Global Women's Empowerment Network is the nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We take tax-deductible donations.
Okay.
We are looking in that arena. We take in money to help do scholarships and help women and donate back to homeless shelters, et cetera, which my book will also do.
Great.
Then on GwenNetwork.com, that is the Gwen Inc., and that is the whole branded network.
Okay. Where all the media is going to be and all that.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So tell us about Homeless to the White House. Like, what can people, like, what are we launching today? Right
so
now?
So we're launching the website, homelesstothewhitehouse.com. And then on the homepage and subsequent pages, it's a very tiny site, you'll see a button that says, click here to get the free prologue, which is a very good setup of what the whole arc of what I'm doing and where I came from. And so it's a free download. And then later this week, I'll be announcing where the first full chapter will be, the first trilogy.
Okay.
The Rabbit Hunter.
Okay. Now, speaking of a setup, you have picked some very special women to be musical guests on this show with you, and
yes,
you picked them both for very specific reasons. And so before we bring them in to chat with them and hear their individual songs, we'd like to get your reasons which are really connected.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've always been, you know, I've been in the music industry for a long time. We have compilations for a cause. We have our first compilation that's going to release with the Rabbit Hunter. It's all amazing music out of Africa. And so I love music and musicians, and these two
artists.
And you
champion a lot of them.
I do. Yeah. I who doesn't love music, right? It's our connector. So Nina Policelli connected with me on LinkedIn, and she sent me this video, and I thought she was much older than she was. She's so mature and an old soul and eloquent and passionate, and she has an experience that she'll tell you about, but I thought it was appropriate because October is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month and anti-bullying. And there's a very deep story that inspired her to write the song Look. And every time I see it, it moves me beyond because, you know, to have the experience that she did and have the courage to come out and to go against the family, et cetera, it's really amazing. Mela Lee, I should say, that's her first name. She is amazing. I was in City Hall, 1 Billion Rising, Valentine's Day 2 years ago. And when she started singing the song, No One Like You, tears were streaming down my face. I knew it was a relationship song, but what I saw was a series of women looking at themselves in the mirror.
Mm.
And it's a really hard exercise. I'm not sure if you've ever tried it, but if you really look at yourself in the mirror and really go to that deep self-love. Mm-hmm. So through that, I talked to her about how her song inspired me. I gathered 17 women from age 12 all the way up, and I took them through this interview process, and then they looked in the mirror to themselves, and they had this whole transformational journey. And from that, we are launching a reality show called Finding Gwen, which is really about finding our own empowerment within and the self-love. And this song, you know, she has her own reasons of writing it, but she's an amazing woman. She has a huge story to share as well. And this song just brings me to tears and gives me chills as well. So I thought they would be two appropriate songs and musicians to bring to you tonight.
How perfect. And since you mentioned it, and before we go, and I know you like to give this kind of information, since there are women that are listening now, and men too, could you quickly go through an exercise or two they can do with the mirror?
Well, what we did, I used the song No One Like You as the inspiration, and I held a camera on these women. Mm. And they chose which mirror. They could have the handheld mirror, the full-length mirror. And it was interesting how they chose which mirror they wanted to go to. Mm. And I had them look in the mirror. And then when I saw that they actually connected with themselves, I would turn off the music and their instruction would just say, I am, and then fill in the blank. And so it was like, I am courage. I am grateful. I am whatever it was. And one of the most powerful ones was Alana Powell from Boldly Me. She's has alopecia since she was 4. So she's grown her entire life without having any hair. And that's where Boldly Me comes from. And she looked in the mirror and she realized for the very first time in her life that she was beautiful.
Mm.
And she said, I am beautiful. I mean, it was just amazing for people to be able to have that self-love, because until you have that self-love, you can't really fully engage in a world in a healthy way, because then when you have self-love, you know the warning signs of abuse. You know the warning signs of what not to get into and not to go so far. Of course, every once in a while, the carrots are fine to follow. But the ones that I followed into a place where I was endangering my life was not the wisest choice. So with that self-love comes a huge amount of empowerment.
That's beautiful. And we're so glad you made it through and that you are
here.
Indeed. Thank you so much for being here in more ways than one.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you, with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be joined in the studio by Nina Policelli and Mela Lee. Thanks to our guest, Tess Cacciatore. And they'll be performing live as well as sharing a bit of their story on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. We're still having fun.
There's no
boundaries here. We can do it all. We laugh, we cry, and we live, we survive. Maybe that's the theme. We have been joined in the studio by Nina Policelli and Melalee. Welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you.
So, Nina, I'm not I should say first. Nina is an American singer-songwriter and philanthropist. So I'm not in the habit of asking a lady her age, but I asked you earlier and you said you wouldn't mind sharing. Your age is
15. Indeed.
This is significant for many reasons. One of them is because at a very young age, you experienced something. And I said to you, do you want to just sing the song? Or are you sure you want to talk about this? And you said, I can talk about it. I don't know how you can, but by all means, what did you experience?
From the time I was, my mom remarried after my father when I was about 5. And we, you know, moved. We all were good, happy family, at least it looked that way on the outside. And from the time I was 5 to 12, when my mom left, I witnessed domestic violence and violently, emotionally, it was horrible. But now I almost feel this is, in a weird way, grateful that I experienced that, so I can, you know, write about it and get it out and hopefully help other people that have gone through that, because there are a lot of people, even though it's not spoken about commonly. So,
and my understanding is you also helped your mother in the sense that you waited after writing the song, but then at some point you finally did share with her.
Yeah, I wrote it by myself in my room one day, like a year and a half ago. And I kept it myself for a long time, for a little while. And then I sang it for my mom. I was like, I wrote this song and I don't know if you're going to be okay with it, but I just wanted to sing it for you. And I sang it for her and she just started bawling. She was like, oh my goodness, this is what you saw. I'm really sad, but happy that you can express yourself in this way, because at that point I had just kind of started singing for people and it was a really cool thing. And then I decided that it was the first one I wanted to release. So,
yeah. Right. You got signed to a record label. Sony,
yeah,
is it?
Distribution with Sony.
So, right. Distribution with Sony. And then you said, I want to release this one first.
Yeah. It was a weird decision, because we almost went with one that was more poppy and generic and, you know, happy, but still had a message. But I was like, you know, I'm going to go with this first, because I feel like I want to be intense right off the bat and kind of, you know, affect people emotionally. So
let's get this conversation started.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So
wow.
That was my goal.
Yeah. Well, you've achieved it. And there's so much more you will achieve. We can just tell. So obviously the song will be self-explanatory, but do you want to give a taste? Or do you want to just sing it?
Well, it's basically just about my experience.
Okay.
With domestic violence.
And I have to ask you this. As a singer myself, there are songs that I sing that just have me in tears, or I'm so emotionally connected to it. What was the process for you to be able to just sing it without, you know?
I cried the first time I ever performed it. because I think that was, it was really emotional for me just because it was this big fundraiser where I was actually from, where it happened. So it was really emotional for me. Wow. But since then, I've kind of just been able, when I get emotional like that, it's more, it's less about my experience and more about when I see other people cry to it, it makes me cry. But because I've kind of been able to get it out of me and pass it on, not pass it on, but, you know.
Right.
Help, hopefully heal other people.
Look, I promise we'll do our very best. We'll try not to cry.
I won't look at you.
You're not going to look at us. It's so powerful that you're here. And we have to say that I asked you earlier that you and your mom are in a safer place right now,
yeah,
right?
My mom, my brother, and I, we're all good, doing well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And
in California.
In a weird sense, this brought you here.
Yes. That's what I'm also happy about. So, because we, you know, we moved across the country to escape that situation and start over. And I'm really happy about that. So
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perfect.
Took it to a whole other level and like, you know what? We're going to move across the country and yeah.
Well, may this town serve you and your career and your family. And now here is Nina Policelli singing live at Studio NoHo, Look, on the Life Changes Show.
Walked in the room, he had her pinned down to the ground. I was yelling, please don't hurt her, she did nothing wrong. I was only 5 years old, and that was just the beginning. My mama wasn't herself no more. Everyone around never understood her. I believe it when I see a kind of situation. Even her own family didn't stick around. They told her, yeah, he hurts you. Well, yeah, he pushes you down, but look at what he gave you. Don't be so ungrateful. They told her, yeah, he yells at you. Well, yeah, he dragged you up the stairs while your kids were watching. But look at all the riches, look at what you live in. The police arrived, took sides with the monster. Big surprise. I was 7 years older, but it still felt so wrong. My mama wasn't herself no more. Everyone around never understood. I believe it when I see a kind of situation. Even our own family didn't stick around. They told her, yeah, he hurts you. Well, yeah, he pushes you down, but look at what he gave you. Don't be so ungrateful. They told her, yeah, he yells at you. Well, yeah, he dragged you up the stairs while we kids were watching. But look at all the riches, look at what you live in. She said, this isn't how it's supposed to be. He shouldn't do this to me. Put yourself in my shoes and try to walk 10 feet without falling. Without falling, yeah. They said, yeah, he hurt you. Well, yeah, he pushed you down, but look at what he gave you. Don't be so ungrateful. They told her, yeah, he hurts you. Well, yeah, he pushes you down, but look at what he gave you. Don't be so ungrateful. They told her, yeah, he yells at you. Well, yeah, he dragged you up the stairs while your kids were watching. But look at all the riches, look at what you live in. Oh, No, oh, oh, no, oh, 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 no, oh.
Wow. Yeah. Nina Policelli and Look. I'm sorry, Nina, I wasn't able to hold back.
Oh, thank you.
I actually don't think any of us in the studio were able to hold back. Yeah, no, seriously. No, we don't, because we never... So, Nina Policelli, I'll spell that, because the website is ninapolicelli.com, where you can get CDs, music, learn where she's performing here locally and anywhere else. Nina, N-I-N-A, Policelli, PAOLICELLI.com.
That's a long one.
It's yeah. a good one.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm standing. I'm applauding you. My hat is off to you. And thank you so much for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Wow. And I don't think we're done crying yet, because we have singer and songwriter, founding member of Magnolia Memoir. She's also a film and television voiceover artist. Mela Lee, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Tess says she's an activist. And so when I was asking you, like, what are you an activist about? And you said, well, I don't really consider it that. And then you mentioned all of these things that you stand for and that you give your time for and all that stuff. And one of the things is the story that that Nina just shared with us. This is not an uncommon story.
No, it's going to be hard for me to sing. You know, I mean, I'm that girl who... no one would walk 10 feet in my shoes. And the hardest part about abuse is the deafening silence of the people around you when you ask for help. You know, you're such a great couple. He's so handsome. Mm. They want that dream for themselves, and you're dying. And I came from a good middle-class home. I was educated. And there was this overwhelming sense that I should be able to fix it or pray it away. Mm. And I was on death's door. But he was such a nice person, and he gave to the community. So there were the message from not just him, but from the people around me, is that I wasn't worth saving. And no one like you is very spectacular for me as a human being, because it was the first time that I wrote about an expected love that didn't hurt.
Mm. Hmm. I should mention also, I think it's very relevant. We won't say exactly what, but this person you're talking about is a very real person to you. It's a real experience that you had. And we're talking also about a community leader that people respected. So even more so that they would look at you and say, how could you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had such a wonderful personality and helped other people. So keep your mouth shut. Be quiet. But I don't think what people understand is the message is very much to a child or a wife or a brother or sister that you aren't worth speaking up for. And you begin to believe it. And that's where you become part of the silence. And you can't speak for yourself. It's important to have people like Nina writing songs or Gwen Network, because it is that voice. Sometimes there's somebody listening, and I hope there's at least one person that you could be helping tonight that gives them a sense of coming out of that hypnotized state of
that
of
you
thinking.
Could be helping tonight.
I hope so, because I am definitely on the other side. I have an extraordinary life filled with joy that kind of it can only be experienced when you've been to the longest part of the darkest night.
And it's from that place that you're able to help more people, I know.
It's a gift, I think, when you've gone through something difficult early on. There is a strength and a communication, and it does cross borders of countries and cultures. There's something between women and men, and I'm glad that you're bringing up the abuse that's it's not for a particular gender. It's the abuse of human beings, and that there's a connection that you don't imagine with people across generations that are older, younger than you, from different neighborhoods and walks of life. But there is a recognition of the overcoming and a sisterhood and a brotherhood that's very unexpected when you find it.
much like we were talking about with Tess, how we find the lighter part of life and how we rejoice in that when we're together kind of thing. You have also found the lighter side of career by not only singing songs like this, but you do some fun voices.
Oh, my gosh. If anyone told me I'd grow up and get to do games and cartoons and animation for a living, working with Disney and Nickelodeon, and it's really a dream life. I'm filled with joy from the morning until I go to bed at night.
And are some of the characters hopefully saying some of the things that you want out there?
Well, I'm in a show right now, and the T-shirts and the theme are Be Miraculous.
Oh,
there you go.
That. Yeah.
And it says that everyone has a little something that makes them miraculous.
Oh.
And my character is the little something that makes the superhero miraculous. So I love being the character that says Be Miraculous.
Are you able to say it in character, or is that the character?
Everybody has a little something that makes them miraculous.
Oh, my God. Loved it. Oh, that's awesome.
Great. Wow. And I love the messaging of the miraculous, because there's so many times that the games are more in the violent side that they're actually changing.
It's one of the number one animated series in the world right now, and I think it's because people are looking for something as a parent or even as a child that lets you know that you know, it doesn't say be magical or, you know, please run away from your problems and be something else. It literally says in today's age, you have something in you that can be miraculous.
Well, speaking about something in you, I know now why Tess kept saying to me, you are just going to love Melody. I'm so excited that she was available and able to come in. And so are we.
Thank you.
Here you are live in studio with us, and you are going to be performing.
No One Like You.
No One Like You. Here is Melody live in Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show performing No One Like You.
I would love you if you let me. You can crush me 'cause you get me. Before I breathe a word, boy, you break my heart. There is no one, baby, can't find no one like you. There is no one, baby, got me act a fool. And there is no one who moves me like you do. No one who moves me like you do. There is no one like you. I'll do without you if I have to, but you're the soundtrack, baby, that I laugh to. Before you hold my hand and the scene gets blurred, you heard me. There is no one, baby, can't find no one like you. There is no one, baby, got me act a fool. And there is no one like you. There is no one who moves me like you do. There is no one like you. No, this could go so beautifully, so wonderfully well. I'm mad at you, but glad that you pushed me till I fell for you. And to tell the truth, I'm hoping that you'll stay. I would love you if you let me. You can crush me 'cause you get me. Before I breathe a word, there is no one who moves me like you do. There is no one like you. Before I breathe a word, boy, you break my heart.
Before I breathe a word, I know I said too much. Thinking I'll be fine. Girl, you know you're not gonna get away this time. Not with how you got me. There is no one who moves me like you do. There is no one, no one like you. There is no one, no one who moves me like you do. There is no one, no one like you.
Mella Lee. Mella Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Even her name is like a melody. A melody. Mella Lee, MELALEE.com is her website. Of course, you could also find out more about her at Magnolia Memoir, which is the band that she co-founded and was a lead singer and songwriter. And then she's on IMDb as Mella Lee with all of her voice things. And then you can find her on Twitter at Magnolia Memoir and on Instagram and on Facebook. And so we have all these links on the LifeChangersShow.com page of her. I wish people could have seen her move with the song.
I know.
Because no
so
one
beautiful
moves like her.
Everything about it, spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, just amazing. Amazing. How'd you hold it in for this?
I don't know. It's been a beautiful show. Made a new friend.
Yes.
Hi.
Wait, was that me?
I made a lot of new friends.
Okay, that's our show.
Before she was looking at Nina.
I know. All right. Well, with that, it has been a beautiful show. I know we work hard here at the Life Changes Show. I'm about to thank some people who help make this happen and who give so much. But I have to say, it's shows like this that make it all worthwhile. And I could do this all day. So I thank you three ladies for the inspiration for that. So once again, thank you, Mella Lee, for being, I'm getting choked up, and Nina Policelli and Tess Cacciatore. And also, we wouldn't be able to do it without Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo making us all sound so good. So yay. Thank you, Brent Hahn.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
And thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, our program manager. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes like ours just did tonight, we're all here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.